Well, a global collapse in the recycling market is having some reverberations in Maine. Bales of paper are building up at Portland-based EcoMaine, and costs are doubling as the nonprofit struggles to find a market for the paper. The organization is also asking consumers for their help. As Patty White reports, taking a liberal approach to what you think is recyclable is not what the company has in mind.
The downturn in the recyclables market is unprecedented, says EcoMaine CEO Kevin Roach. Just a year ago, EcoMaine was getting paid $100 a ton for its bales of residential mixed paper, the paper we toss in our recycling bins. Now, the company is having to pay to recycle it.
Today, right now, we're having to pay $60 a ton to get it to market.
Why such a dramatic change? Roach says there are three reasons.
Newspapers, China, and contamination.
Fewer people are buying newspapers, so the kind of paper being tossed into recycling bins is now more of a mishmash. And the place where most of this recycled paper used to be sold, China, recently placed tighter restrictions on its recycling imports. That's flooded other markets that can't absorb the influx. Unfortunately, says Roach, there's not much EcoMaine can do about these two factors, but it can address the third one, contamination. That includes anything that's not recyclable.
It's diapers, it's trash, it's yard waste, it's food waste, it's hangers, it's wrappers, candy wrappers.
These examples barely scratch the surface of the non-recyclable items that EcoMaine finds in recycling bins. The organization's environmental educator, Katrina Van Huysen, says contaminants make a mess in sorting machinery, especially products like plastic bags and bubble wrap.
When we get the things that we can crumble or squish in our hands, those are called tanglers.
Contamination not only gums up machinery, it makes recycled paper less palatable for markets that have a low tolerance level for contamination. EcoMaine has had to quadruple the number of staff working on its sorting lines and slow down production so they can remove as much as possible. EcoMaine officials say these added costs will be passed on to those who are generating the waste and recyclables. But consumers can help by learning the do's and don'ts of recycling. When in doubt about a particular item, says Van Huysen, check it out. For tips, EcoMaine has a new Recyclopedia.
It's an app, or it's just on the website, of anything that you want to search. So say you've got that straw or a shoe and you're not sure what to do with it, you can type it in.
Neither the straw nor the shoe are recyclable, by the way. The straw is trash, the shoe is potentially reusable. The chair of the board for EcoMaine, Troy Moon, says it's important to remember the two other R's in the waste management mantra, reduce and reuse.
The most environmental thing you can do is avoid creating waste in the first place. So if you don't need plastic, disposable silverware, you know, maybe try some metal options. If you maybe bring your own coffee cup when you come to when you're going out for coffee. It's amazing how quickly coffee cups add up. But just, you know, disposable ware in general, you know, avoid that where you can.
Reduce first, he says, then reuse. And finally, when it comes to that third R, Moon says, be thoughtful about what you put in the recycling bin. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.